Hi, everybody. It's time for the good stuff. That's right. Thank you so much. Mike, tell me a little bit about the Heart City.
Well, we've got a lot of things to do. We could go down the river. We could go to a museum. We could go for a hike on one of the many trails. We could go to Fort Niobrara, McKelvey National Forest, Valentine National Wildlife Refuge, Snake Falls, Smith Falls, Horseshoes Falls, whatever the fall, Berry Falls, Fort Falls. Did I mention that one?
No, anyway, not yet.
Okay. Well, bird watching is a big thing right now, and we've got birds. 400 species, I believe, and counting in the Sandhills area. So come check it all out. Go to visitvalentine.org.
And let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. Grab your hat because we're diving into Tri-State Livestock News for real ranching insight. It's time you immerse yourself in the world of ranching using Tri-State Livestock News as your source. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture, it's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
You know, you were doing MythBuster things here the other day. I've got some Nebraska inventions.
Sounds interesting.
From the Cornhusker State, not just football, right? Butterbrickle ice cream. That was invented in Nebraska. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yep. They had butterbrickle pieces whipped into vanilla bean ice cream. And it was initially introduced to the world by Omaha's Blackstone Hotel back in the 1920s.
Well, weren't they trendsetters?
Did you know that Cliff Notes started in Nebraska?
No, yeah. I did not.
An employee at the Nebraska Book Company in Lincoln met Canadian Jack Cole, and Cole published study guides. Cliff Hilligas, it was his name, purchased the American rights and began producing them under the name Cliff Notes. Hilligas and his wife, Catherine, started the business in their basement with 16 William Shakespeare titles. And by 1964, sales had reached over 1 million notes annually.
Wow.
And now think of all the different Cliff Notes for hundreds of different things that you might find out there. So a couple of the things from the great state of Nebraska. More on another program.
I like those. Risk-taking is free. Did you know that?
Consequences aren't sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Well, here, author unknown. To laugh is to risk appearing the fool. To weep is to risk appearing sentimental. To reach out for another is to risk exposing your true self. To play your ideas, your dreams before the crowd is to risk their loss. To love is to risk not being loved in return. To live is to risk dying. To hope is to risk despair. To try is to risk failure. But risk must be taken because the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing. The person who risks nothing does nothing, has nothing, and is nothing. One may avoid suffering and sorrow, but one simply cannot learn, feel, change, grow, love, live. Chained by one's certitude, one is a slave. One has forfeited freedom. Only the person who risks is truly free. Again, author unknown. Shirley Schumann, who is a great contributor, we really appreciate her, she brought that over the other day.
So, I told you some things about Nebraska. How about some things from our stations in South Dakota?
Okay.
Things you may not know.
Okay.
Actually, South Dakota has more miles of shoreline than Florida. Think about that.
That is interesting.
Yeah. That's in thanks in large part to Lake Oahe, a 231-mile-long reservoir on the Mighty Mo. So that certainly helps things out, doesn't it?
Yeah, that adds them up quickly.
Now, you probably knew about this one. Harley-Davidson owners take over South Dakota every year for the largest motorcycle rally in the world, sometimes 500 to 750,000 motorcyclists at a time. Now, they're not all Harleys, but...
Yeah. Now, didn't they hit over 1 million?
Probably at one
on
of
the 75th anniversary,
yeah.
I think.
More than 1,300 free-roaming bison stomp and snort across Custer State Park. That's a pretty big bison herd. And one more of those today on the good stuff. It's home to the most attractive billion-year-old rocks around. So deposits,
really?
Yeah, Sioux quartzite are red and pink in color, estimated to be as old as 2 billion years by some. So some things from South Dakota you may not have thought of. If you have something interested to share on the good stuff that we could pass along to the rest of our listeners out there, by all means, just put it in an email to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at it, and one day you might get Kim reading it right here on the good stuff.